WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. 24 people killed, more than 12,000 structures, including thousands of homes, now gone. As Santa Ana winds are expected to pick up again this week in Southern California, questions are turning as to who or what could be responsible for starting the Los Angeles area wildfires. Here's ABC's Matt Gutman.
Authorities in L.A. County are now investigating the possible causes of the fire. Southern California Edison says while the Eaton fire started in its service area, a preliminary analysis shows no interruptions or electrical or operational anomalies until more than an hour after the reported start time of the fire. The company also says no fire agency has suggested that its equipment caused the Eaton fire to ignite.
At least 16 people are still listed as missing, a number of authorities say is likely to rise, along with the death toll. Incoming Trump administration cabinet picks before Senate committees today. As their confirmation hearings begin, 14 nominees will be questioned. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Allen. Governor Tony Evers declares an energy emergency in Wisconsin. Evers signed an executive order last week due to challenges with severe weather across the country that has impacted distribution of residential heating fuels, including heating oil and propane. Details are few and far between regarding the death of a 50-year-old Tomahawk man who suffered some kind of chest injury Thursday night. The man reportedly showed shortness of breath before he was rushed to a Lincoln County hospital in a private vehicle. He died sometime later. And Dane County judge will appoint a special prosecutor to pursue charges of animal mistreatment and cruelty against a dog breeder. Madison Weekly Isthmus reports that Judge Rhonda Landford's decision and order follows years of pressure from animal rights activists to take action against Ridgeland Farms in Blue Mounds. Ted Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
It's cold out there this morning, wind chill in the teens below zero, and we are going to keep that wind chill below zero here for the entire day. Partly cloudy, we'll get to around 11 this afternoon. Tonight, 2 below, tomorrow sunshine with a high near 12. We're back in the 20s by Wednesday. Stop paying too much for health insurance. Call this number, 800-693-9308, for better rates and coverage. 800-693-9308. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 2 above.
99.7.
It's a very special day.
Today is National Rubber Ducky Day.
What sound does a duck make?
I have all my ducks in a row.
A squeak clean like a rubber ducky.
National Rubber Ducky Day today.
Go on, give him a squeeze.
Come on, we're ready to start the show.
You ready to do this?
Did it involve a rubber ducky?
No.
No, wait, sort of.
Seriously?
Let's go.
Only if you bring your rubber ducky.
It's showtime.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. Yeah, that squeaking noise almost sounds like a dog toy. Dave Grant joining you at 7:04 on a Monday morning. I've got my dog in studio with me this morning. He's sitting here looking around like, who's got my toy? Let's play. Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, that's kind of funny. It is 7:04. Here is Queen, Crazy Little Thing Called Love on Max FM to get your Monday going.
Gotta be cool, relax, get it.
And get on my tracks to the backseat, hitch home. Take a long ride on my blue bike until I'm ready.
Ready, ready,
raise a little thing all the way.
'90s and more.
'99.7 Max FM.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant with you. It is 7:10 on Monday morning. We have a road closure report. This is for I-90-94 due to an accident that is closing part of the interstate near the Highway 12 and 16 area due to a semi crash. This happened about 4:45 this morning. And as of moments ago, we are still showing that closure in place, or according to 511WI.gov. So if you are traveling on the interstate outside of Wisconsin Dells, U.S. Highway 12, Wisconsin 16, this is closed westbound lanes due to a crash, and this involved a semi. That was the only vehicle that was involved in this crash, and our understanding is that there were minor injuries to the driver of the semi, and that area is currently closed, according to 511WI.gov. So please plan accordingly if you are traveling north of Wisconsin Dells or traveling from that area to this area. We want everyone to be aware that we are continuing to monitor that situation this morning. Emily, how are you doing today? All right. Emily, if you're with us, we can hear you, just so you are aware.
I am here now. Woo-hoo! Gotta push those buttons, right? Good morning, Dave. How are you?
Good morning. Doing great. Yeah, pushing buttons. Always a great way to start a Monday morning.
Hey, you know what? Life could be that easy, right? Push buttons on air, ready to go. Here we go. I'm in. And I epically failed at that for a hot second, but I'm back. Thank you for the report on that collision. Thank you so much for keeping us up to date and, you know, real time, up to minute on what's going on out there for the commuters and the people in our listening area. So thank you for that. And happy Monday.
Yes, happy Monday. We have a new start to the work week. Good things ahead this week. Looking forward to that as well. Just, you know, it's a little bit cold out there. It is going to warm up towards the weekend as well. So I know everyone's like, oh my goodness, it's cold out there. Yes, it is. It's January in Wisconsin. But you know what? Towards Thursday, Friday, we warm up. It's going to cool down again. But you know what? It's nice that you get those breaks where it does warm up, get out and about, get a few things done. And that's just, it's such a great feeling. It's a good way to start the week, getting things accomplished. Right, Emily?
Yeah, absolutely. And I really like your tone that you just took. You're like, yes, we know it's cold. It's January in Wisconsin. Like, it was like such a mom tone. It's just like, it's going to be okay.
It'll
it's
be
really
fine.
Great.
It's fine.
It'll be fine.
Well, I know everyone is drowning in their sorrows this morning. Unfortunately, the Packers did not make the playoffs any further than what they did in that first game. Not sure where the Packers were yesterday, but I will just go with everything that Havel and I talked about on Friday, they didn't do. You got a playoff order at quarters of that game. You need to show up. You need to hold on to the football when you are getting the punt so you don't give the opposing team great field position to start the game and start the momentum rolling that way. And it was just not a great game yesterday, unfortunately. I know Maddie and Havel are going to fully analyze that with a little bit longer in-depth analyzation of that. And just to kind of talk about the future of the Packers, that'll start about 8:30 this morning. I know it's going to take them a little bit longer because this will be the last hang with Havel for the season because the Packers are done playing.
Yeah, that means a lot more to us here on the morning show than just the fact that we don't have the Packers to watch and cheer for anymore this season, doesn't it? Like, are we going to be on the radio a little bit more then? Because they're hanging with Havel's not stopping. Like, there's just, it means stuff to us, but we are not feeling happy about that. As you know, I really hope the Packers are listening because, you know, the way you just kind of brought it down is real. You got to do these things, got to show up. So if they're listening, you know, we love you still, but, you know, do the things.
And it just, I feel like there was some coaching decisions that were made yesterday that were not the greatest as well. And that just, I don't understand some of the calls that were made. And again, playing all four quarters of football needs to happen. And one of the things that has a lot of Packers fans fuming this morning is they have not played well against any of the top tier teams. I mean, granted, Matt LaFleur has the second most wins in NFL history through the first six seasons as a head coach, and he's only missed the playoffs once, leading the Packers, and he has a 67-33 regular season record. But, you know, when you go 0-6 against the NFC's elite teams in 2024 with two losses to the Eagles alone and then the Detroit Lions, Minnesota Vikings, you know, the elite teams there we lost to, and it just, they need to step up their game for next season. So I'm going to get off my pedestal on that one. Maddie and Havel go more in depth than that, but that is my summarization of the Packers season.
Yeah, that well said, Dave. Really well said. I'm not going to try to add to that at all because I am no expert, but certainly would have liked to have seen a different outcome, I should say, on that game yesterday so we could continue to cheer for the rest of the playoffs. But as is everything else, this too shall pass and we must move on. So yeah. We have other exciting things going on. I mean, we always do, right? morning show. It's more music. It's real time updates with weather and traffic and like all usually some laughs. I mean, right? We usually have some goofy stuff to talk about, and we get people can text us in birthdays and anniversaries, which we love. We talk about upcoming events in the area for our coverage area and all our listeners. And yeah, so text us in. You know, we want to hear from you. Birthdays, anniversaries, are just, you know, sarcastic comments. I mean, we'll take it all. Be nice.
You can guess what I had for breakfast on Saturday. We can go.
We can do that. We can go
with
guessing what Dave had for breakfast on Saturday, or guessing the delicious food that I had for dinner last night that was left over from a certain party on Saturday, which was delicious. Ooh, so
there you go.
Yeah,
so
missed you, buddy. Missed you, buddy.
Yeah, no, I know. I missed it as well, but unfortunately, some other things occurred, so I was not able to partake in that. So, but yeah, we had an interesting breakfast on Saturday morning. Sounds like you had some great food for leftovers there. So if you want to text and guess what we had for breakfast Saturday morning, or text and ask what Emily has left over, 608-355-9970. And I guarantee no one's guessing it unless they were at the place where we had the food. And yeah, I have pictures. And yeah, I'm going to get
you
that. My doctor's listening. So
it's the food live radio blog with Dave every day, all the time. We get pictures, we get descriptions, we get, you know, it's almost like we were there. So we do appreciate that. I mean, food does make the world go round. When it comes down to it, that is the way to share good times with people. That's a way to get through, you know, when you're not feeling well. Food helps. Certain comfort foods or certain foods with some healing powers in them, you know, things like that. I've got a couple of people I know in my life weren't feeling good. So I'm going to work a little bit on making some like healing type of soups and stuff like that today, and using some of those good herbs and veggies and stuff that tend to, you know, assist in people's well-being. So I always look forward to that. But yeah, food, I mean, it is really what makes it all go around. So we can certainly take time to focus on food every day. I think in the morning show, I think that's fair, and I think it's welcomed and appreciated.
Well, and that's exactly, and comfort food is something that's very good. And I'll say this, if anyone's trying to text and guess, it was not comfort food as well. So,
okay. Discomfort food. That's not necessarily good.
Yeah. Well, again, it wasn't appropriate breakfast. So it was not an appropriate breakfast. Just so we're clear.
Flamin' Hot Cheetos. I got to guess. I'm going to win this. Just kidding. It wasn't Flamin' Hot Cheetos, but that would be kind of funny.
Well, and when you say you're talking about making some kind of soup for someone that's feeling a little bit under the weather, what kind of soup do you typically make for that?
So, yeah, I mean, you could always, you know, go lean into your chicken noodle soup, because there are properties within like the chicken itself that is going to be helpful for healing and helpful for immune system boosting. So that's always one to lean into that I do. I have dabbled at that one for sure. There's also a lot of really good chicken noodle soups out there for purchase, which is nice. It's far beyond just the little Campbell soup condensed. Now we have lots of choices out there, which is nice. But I tend to like find root vegetables and like that, and then use so, you know, there's some sweet potatoes. You can do like bok choy. That's not a root vegetable, but that has some healing powers. Regular potatoes, of course, and then of course your onions and garlic are going to be always key. For onions, just for the flavor, but the garlic has so many healing properties, and it of course provides good flavor too. You'd be careful if you've got, you know, some sensitive stomach stuff. Garlic can be a little bit hard to digest, but overall it's really good for your body. And then herbs like thyme, let's see what else, rosemary, coriander. What else do I like to use in things like that? Turmeric, that's kind of strong, but if you do a little bit, those things have boosting properties for your immune system. And they also just all over, I mean, part of it is just the process of eating the warm things, right? That's the kind of mental part of the getting better, but there's actually stuff within each one of those ingredients. And then when you mix them together, and I'm not, you know, I'm not a food expert, but I do have to say, when I have made these things for myself, I know I can feel better more quickly. And then you can also buy things like echinacea and stuff like that from, there's essential oils, the kinds that you can eat, you know, not the kinds that you're supposed to breathe in. Those are different. Don't eat those. They say right on there, don't eat those. But things like echinacea, you can put a little bit of that in your soup. You can get like a little dropper of it and put that in there. And that's going to have those boosting properties too. So yeah, morning wellness with Emily. There you go. That's my amateur, you know, non-food professional opinion.
Well, and that sounds great. Even if you're not feeling under the weather, that definitely sounds
it
great.
Is.
You know, a little bit of soup at this time of year always goes a long ways too. I mean, that's the other part. It's a little bit cold out. You know, soup always warms the soul, is the way I like to put it. And so, I mean, it's just, I love it. I mean, I'm a big soup connoisseur. I'll be brutally honest with you. I love
nice.
Soup. That's something I eat a lot of. And it is not what I have for breakfast on Saturday either.
Full circle. Well, I'll make some extra and bring it over to you, Dave, because I think you will appreciate it. And, you know, you got to love the vegetables. Like, I know we're a meat and potatoes kind of society here in Wisconsin, but there's just enough said. You got to eat the vegetables. I will mom everyone right now.
No, vegetables are good for you. And I would agree with you. A little bit of meat's good. But again, it's all about moderation. Vegetables are very good for you. So, you know, I can appreciate that. I can appreciate a good soup. So now, you know,
And if you're a person who likes to like, you know, who likes to cook at all or like be resourceful in your, you know, in your home, one thing that's really awesome about soups and things like that or like a stock is you can take the things that are in your refrigerator, as in especially the veggies that are kind of, you know, they're still good, but they're not like stand up fresh. Like your greens are getting a little teeny wilty or like whatever, but they're not, they've not gone bad. You can, and like your carrots maybe are, you know, looking a little less than super bright or whatever, but they're still good. You can take all those kind of things and just stick those in a pot and boil and boil and boil and boil. And then what you have left over is this like really intense, or you can also blend it, but you can have this really intense like vegetable stock that has all the goodness of the vegetables. And then you've got a vegetable soup as well, but you can have the extra, you know, liquid that comes off of that, just you can keep that then. And then you've got all your vegetable goodness. You've got a soup stock and or like a broth or whatever you want to call it, similar to what bouillon is, right? Right. It's not freeze dried, but it's liquid and you can go ahead and put that in your refrigerator. You can keep that for a long time. You can put it in your freezer. I mean, so these are kind of like old world, you know, agricultural ways to like can. I mean, that's what people did. That's how it used to be, right? So these things still exist and it really doesn't take a lot of time. You just literally throw everything in a pot with water, a little bit of salt and pepper maybe, whatever other spices you might like, and then just leave it on and go about your business and just let that stuff cook out. It's great.
Yes, it is. And speaking of great, we are going to be celebrating birthdays and anniversaries right around 7:40. If you know someone celebrating, text us 608-355-9970. Emily, you'll be back with me then to celebrate those.
Sounds great, Dave. Looking forward to it.
More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily on Max FM.
The way we use our homes is changing. And as your local Carrier experts, we're here to help you improve your indoor comfort. From optimizing the performance of your heating and cooling system to ensuring your indoor air is cleaner and healthier, we're committed to delivering premium comfort and helping you breathe a little easier.
See Prairie Plumbing and Heating at 402 John Q. Adams Street in Sauk City. Call 643-8531. Carrier. Turn to the experts.
Imagine walking into your home or office and everything is perfectly in place, calm, organized, and stress-free. How sweet would that be? It is possible and easier than you think with Sweet Sanctuary Services. Casey, your expert organizer, doesn't just clear your clutter. She transforms your space and your energy. From removing unwanted items to using feng shui to bring balance and harmony, you'll feel lighter and more focused. Visit sweetsanctuary.biz today and make life a little sweeter.
You're an organ donor, right? Here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
Some things are worth waiting for. The cable guy isn't one of them. U.S. Cellular's home internet is so simple to install, you can do it yourself. Fast 5G home internet for $39.99 per month when bundled with a wireless plan with a 3-year price lock guarantee. No waiting, no appointment windows, just home internet made simple. U.S. Cellular, built for us.
Terms apply. See CellPlus.com for details. By far the best deal for home internet. Plus, for a limited time, get a free router. Visit your local U.S. Cellular agent in Baraboo, the Dells, and Reedsburg.
When you close your eyes.
maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM, 728 on Monday morning. Here's Billy Idol, White Wedding on Max FM. And more 99.7 Max FM, 732 on Monday morning. Dave Grant with you. As a reminder, if you are celebrating your birthday, anniversary, or know someone that is, please text those in to us now, 608-355-9970. Emily and I will be talking about those momentarily. As a reminder, all westbound lanes on I-94 at US Highway 12, State Highway 16 are closed due to a crash early Monday morning. This is just outside of Linden Station, north of Wisconsin Dells. According to the Wisconsin State Patrol, the crash near Linden Station happened around 4:37 this morning. Traffic is being diverted to the off-ramp and getting right back on at U.S. Highway 12, Wisconsin 16. As we mentioned a little bit earlier, there was a single vehicle semi-crash that occurred in this area. So all westbound lanes of I-94 near Linden Station are closed due to that crash. They are working to clean that up. We'll provide updates as we know them this morning. Coming up, we'll have a look at sports and weather on Max FM.
Good morning and welcome again, Brothers Real Estate and Auction Report. This week on Tuesday, we have the Walsh Biofuels online-only auction ending at 9 a.m. Features their biofuels processing plant and supporting equipment. There's a preview at the plant in Mauston today from 11 a.m. until 1 p.m. Check our website at gavinbros.com for more details. On Wednesday, we have an antique consignment online-only auction ending at 9. There's a preview at our auction facility in Reedsburg from 11 to 1 on Tuesday. Very large auction with a lot of antique and primitive items. Check our website for more details. On Thursday, we have a real estate auction open house for a 129-acre farm located between Reedsburg, Baraboo, and Wisconsin Dells to be sold in three parcels. Parcel 1 is 120 acres of vacant land, Parcel 2, a 5-acre building site, and Parcel 3, a farmette outbuildings on 3 acres. Friday is our drop-off day for our January farm consignment. Remember, if you're thinking of having an auction or buying or selling type of real estate, be certain to get in contact with Gavin Brothers in Reedsburg or Gavin Brothers in Baraboo.
Whatever your needs, from real estate to auctions, large or small, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg is ready to serve you with professional and courteous service every time, guaranteed. Whether you're thinking about having an auction or purchasing or selling real estate, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers Real Estate is ready to assist you. Contact Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg. Online, go to gavinbros.com or call 524-6416.
The Packers saw their season come to an end in the wild card playoffs, falling 22-10 to the Eagles on Sunday. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Packers turned it over four times and dropping their third straight game.
That's going to be a great reflection point this offseason, because obviously if we had the answers, it wouldn't have been a problem. And for it to come up multiple times is disappointing. And I mean, this is one of the best defenses in the league, so give them some credit as well. And they played better than us, bottom line.
That's Matt LaFleur. Jordan Love tossing three interceptions as the Packers cap their season at 11-7. Vikings and Rams close out wild card weekend in the playoffs tonight in Glendale, Arizona. The winner advancing to take on the Eagles in the divisional playoffs next week. In the NBA, the Bucks fell to the Knicks 140-106 at Madison Square Garden. Jalen Brunson poured in 44 for New York in the victory. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa Auto Parts in Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. Look for the Napa logo wherever you have your vehicle serviced. The Napa logo means quality auto parts and ASC certified mechanics to service your ride. Napa is a supplier of replacement parts and equipment for the automotive repair, heavy duty truck, and industrial market. Napa parts are second to none. Use only quality Napa parts and accessories from Napa in Baraboo and Portage.
Get the good stuff.
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high-quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
It's cold out there this morning, wind chill in the teens below zero, and we are going to keep that wind chill below zero here for the entire day. Partly cloudy, we'll get to around 11 this afternoon. Tonight, 2 below, tomorrow sunshine with a high near 12. We're back in the 20s by Wednesday. Stop paying too much for health insurance. Call this number, 800-693-9308, for better rates and coverage. 800-693-9308. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 2 above.
99.7
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM, 7:37 on Monday morning. Coming up next, birthdays and anniversaries. Here's 9 days on Max FM.
This is the story of a girl who cried a river and drowned the whole world. And while she looks so sad in photographs, I absolutely love her when she smiles. How many days in a year she woke up with hope, but she only found tears. And I can be so insincere, making her promises never. As long as she stands there waiting, wearing the holes in the soles of her shoes. How many days disappear when you look in the mirror? So how do you choose? Your clothes never wear as well the next day, and your hair never falls in quite the same way. You never seem to run out of things to say. This is the story of a girl who cried a river and drowned the whole world. And while she looks so sad in photographs, I absolutely love her when
she smiles. Now how many lovers would stay just to put up with this every day and all day? How do we wind up this way? Watching our mouths for the words that we say. As long as we stand here within, wearing the clothes of the souls that we choose. How do we get there today when we're walking too far for the price of a shoe? Your clothes never wear as well the next day. This is the story of a girl who cried a river and drowned the whole world. And while she looked so sad and lonely there, I absolutely love her when she smiles. She looks so sad in photographs. I absolutely love her. This is the story of a girl, a pretty face she hid from the world. And while she looks so sad and lonely there, I absolutely love her. This is the story of a girl who cried a river and drowned the whole world. And while she looks so sad in photographs, I absolutely love her.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily. 7:40 on Monday morning. We do have a quick update on that traffic situation on the interstate. As of 7:37 this morning, I-94 West at U.S. Highway 12, Wisconsin 16. The left lane is closed due to that crash, so they have opened up one lane outside of Linden Station, north of Wisconsin Dells, due to that crash. As I mentioned a little bit earlier, there was a semi-crash around 4:37 this morning, and the westbound left lane of I-94 at U.S. Highway 12, Wisconsin State 16 is closed due to that crash. They've been diverting traffic at the off-ramp and getting right back on U.S. 12-16. So if you're traveling in that area, please give yourself extra time. And it looks like they are getting close to cleaning that up. We will continue to monitor that this morning. And we know that there were some minor injuries involved in that single vehicle crash involving a semi this morning, Emily.
Yes, thank you again for bringing that to our attention and to the attention of all of the listeners out there, because, you know, things like that are important to know about when you're on the road on a Monday morning trying to get to where you need to be. So thank you for that. And we'll keep you guys updated on what's going on out there.
Most definitely. And you know what? Today is January 13th. Thankfully, it's a Monday the 13th, not a Friday. And we're going to celebrate birthdays. You have time to get them in if you know someone that's celebrating locally. Emily, let's take a look at our celebrity list today.
Let's do it. Yeah. So I was kind of skipping through here to see which ones I like, which is what I do. So I'm going to go ahead and go halfway down the list and say happy birthday to Patrick Dempsey, who's 59. He's Dr. Derek McDreamy Shepherd on Grey's Anatomy. He was also in a lot of other stuff, you know, in the 80s and 90s, probably more like 90s, but he's a good actor. I appreciate him. He's pretty dreamy. This is true. Also,
Hang on. I got a quick tie-in for this one. McDreamy, but the fact that he actually ran the 24 hours of Le Mans and the Rolex 24, he does some racing as well. So he's not just a movie star. He also does quite a bit of racing as well.
Oh, did not know that. I know you're a fan of that. So I love that you bring that color into our morning show, because that's not stuff I keep up with. So I'm really glad to hear that. I wouldn't have taken it for the racing type. I don't know why. But I mean, you know, there's something for everybody out there. So that's pretty cool. I like cars. I like fast driving. So way to go, Patrick. Happy birthday. Lady comedian out there who I absolutely love, Julia Louise Dreyfus, is 64. She played Selena Meyer on Veep. And of course, the lovely Elaine on the Seinfeld show, which, you know, I'm sorry, but she's good. One of the funniest people out there, especially in that character as Elaine. Just so dry and sarcastic. So good. I'm thinking about actually starting up all of those from the very beginning again to watch through the winter, because that would be a lot of fun. Anywho, happy birthday to Julia. Let's see. Liam Hemsworth is 35, younger brother of Luke and Chris. Liam played Gale in The Hunger Games. He'll be taking over the role of Geralt of Rivia from Henry Cavill in the upcoming fourth season of The Witcher. Not familiar with that one, as I kind of stumbled through there. I didn't recognize any of that. But anyway, Liam, happy birthday to you. William Hung is 42. Idol rejected, who probably has more money than you. Ruth Wilson is 43, plays Allison on Showtime's The Affair. What do you see out there, Dave?
Well, so I saw some interesting ones as well. We had Trace Adkins, 63 years old. Grand, we don't play his music, but interesting fact about Trace Adkins, 6'7" tall. And he is just, I mean, amazing country singer. I mean, that is just, he is a Grammy Award winning singer, and we all know him from Honky Tonk Badonky Donk. I mean, that is just, it's amazing right there. and the one that was kind of interesting, Shonda Rhimes, 55, Grey's Anatomy creator. She's also the power behind Scandal. And you remember the short-lived series, How to Get Away with Murder.
Oh, yeah, I do know that one.
That one was really good. I mean, we watched that show religiously because it was one of those that, you know, you always wanted to see what plot twist it was going to have. And then it was very short-lived, but very good show. I mean, so much work went into that, and just some great actors and actresses in that as well. And then, of course, we have Janet Hubbard. She is 69. She's the original Aunt Viv on The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. I mean, we all remember that show. I mean, my favorites are of Will Smith. I mean, Will Smith has gone and done a lot in his acting career. I mean, but wow, The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air probably is still one of the favorites out there.
Oh, absolutely. And I mean, kids that are my kids' age are watching that show. So it's got staying power. People think it's funny still. And the music that, you know, I mean, the intro song, maybe you can find that somewhere in deep in the playlist or deep sometime in your collection and play that, because that is a funny song. And I never get tired of it. I never get tired of it. Of course, on this list too, though, switching gears, happy birthday to Orlando Bloom. He is 48, dashing Will Turner in Pirates of the Caribbean and the elf Legolas in Lord of the Rings and Hobbit movies. And now he stars on Amazon's Carnival Row. So, yep, another dreamy one out there. Happy birthday to Orlando Bloom. What an actor.
Some great actors and actresses on this list today. And then we also have Natalia Dyer, 30 year. She is Nancy Wheeler on Stranger Things. So, I mean, just a great list of celebrity birthdays today. I mean, it's just, wow.
Absolutely. And I've got a birthday in a group of people that's close to me. My girl Amy, happy birthday to you today. I hope you have a wonderful day. I'm sorry it's cold, but like Dave said, it is January in Wisconsin. And being a January baby, I totally get it. So you just deal with the cold, the sun's out, and you have a celebratory day anyway on your birthday. So happy birthday, Amy. Love you, girl.
Happy birthday, man. Yes, the sun is out. It is so good to see that outside the studio this morning. I am looking outside and watching the sunrise this morning, and it is amazing to see that this morning. And it's so nice when the sun is out. And here's the other great thing. It is starting to get light longer. I mean, that's the other part that I think we often forget about, is we're on the flip side of that now. It is going to be light longer, and I think that is probably something that just helps. It's nice getting out of work at the end of the day, and it's still a little bit light out there as well.
Yeah, it makes a huge difference. It's almost like, I mean, we're getting through January here, folks. Like, we all know that, you know, March, still winter, really. But I mean, March is kind of like that first month that you can see the light at the end of the tunnel. So, I mean, we're halfway through January here. You know, I mean, we really are. We're moving through. They're schmooing on through the winter. And, you know, I would appreciate some more snow myself. Like, I know that can create extra work in terms of shoveling and snow removal and extra hassle on the roads. But it also just create, if it's going to be cold, just let it snow, you know, but have some white on the ground. Cause it is, it's kind of weird to have it be so cold and just still see the like dried frozen grass. It's kind of sad.
Right. Well, as we talk about it getting light longer in January, we gain 50 minutes of daylight by the end of the month. And by the end of the month, sun will set after 5 o'clock, just barely, but that is a good thing. Now, you do mention the lack of snow, and, you know, it's getting a little bit concerning about that because we do need the snow, and that is something I know it's not a favorite of some people. It's a very contentious topic, let's put it that way, but we do need to get a little bit of snow because that helps with our farmers as we get towards spring, and so we don't get into a drought situation. So we do need the snow, and, you know, the snow missed us this weekend. It stayed north here. We did get a little bit of freezing precipitation yesterday morning, but we definitely need the snow, looking outside and seeing the brown areas of the yard. And even where the piles of snow were at, those are pretty much gone now as well.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, there's just little sprinklings here and there, but that's pretty much it. So, you know, again, if it's going to be winter, I'd rather just have all the things. Plus, right, going outside and doing some of those winter sports is fun. You need snow for that stuff. I mean, it's kind of sad to just go for like a winter outing and it's like there's no snow, just grass. Of course, if you ski, you can always go to the, you know, like I said, Cascade is making snow. Tyrell's making snow. One of my kids went skiing last weekend and had a great time. So you can get out there and still do that stuff. It's always fun, even if it's not real snow. The fake snow sometimes can actually be fluffier for downhill skiing if you like that kind of thing. It doesn't freeze as quickly, it doesn't seem like. I don't know, don't fact check that, but I do know it seems fluffier to ski on. But either way, we'd like some of the real stuff. So, you know, maybe you can, you know, magic up that weather forecast, Dave, and you can bring some snow to us sometime soon.
I'll see what we can do. So,
all right, then.
Back with me at 8:10 this morning. We'll talk about our pets of the week from the Saucony Humane Society.
Sounds great.
More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily on Max FM.
Looking for a great time with your pals? Head over to Pals Brewing Company, now open in Wisconsin Dells. Sip on their unique, exclusive beer flavors you won't find anywhere else, like their award-winning Honey Wheat. Try their mouth-watering pizzas with the most creative toppings around. Ever try a cheeseburger pizza with pickles or a twisted buffalo pizza loaded with sriracha ranch and blue cheese? Don't forget Wing Wednesdays for their unbeatable flight and wing specials. Enjoy it all in their pet-friendly patio. For an unforgettable time, visit Pals Brewing Company, open daily at 11 a.m. Get more details at palsdells.com.
Seasons Counseling, therapy for adults and children in Baraboo and the surrounding communities, has trained, compassionate professionals ready to serve the mental health needs of our community. Through individual, group, marriage, and family counseling, the staff at Seasons Counseling supports you within a calm and judgment-free environment. Seasons Counseling. Let us help you reach new heights.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
We tend not to think about right now, but right now in front of us is victory over cancer. Right now, cancer research funded by the V Foundation is leading to better treatments and saving lives. When you give to the V Foundation, 100% of your donation goes directly to game-changing cancer research. Victory over cancer is there for the taking. By you. Donate at V.org. Because today's cancer research is tomorrow's victory.
Don't give up. Don't ever give up.
99.7
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM. WRPQ Baraboo. W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. As officials assess the damage and prepare for more strong Santa Ana winds this week, people in Southern California want to know how the wildfire started. ABC's Matt Gutman has more from Pacific Palisades.
24 people lost their lives in this fire, and ABC News has learned that the ATF, the federal agency tasked with examining and investigating explosives and arson, is going to take the lead in investigating the Palisades fire, and arson is one of the factors that they are going to investigate. That is Governor Gavin Newsom here has demanded an independent investigation into the water issue, specifically here in the Palisades, fire hydrants running dry. He called it deeply disturbing.
Middle East mediators have been making significant progress in Gaza ceasefire talks. As of now, though, there's no imminent breakthrough announcement. The Senate begins hearings this week on President-elect Trump's cabinet picks. Still watching Japan, where a strong earthquake hit the southern part of the country today. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Allen. Work can begin on a new engineering building at UW-Madison. Friday, the State Building Commission approved a request from the UW system to reapportion $29 million from other projects and approve funding for the Philip A. Levy Engineering Center, which is expected to cost more than $419 million. A Wisconsin Policy Forum study shows we're changing how we recycle in Wisconsin. The study shows the total weight of recyclable materials collected by local